This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
We got the official start to summer, right? And it feels more like spring or fall out there this morning. 68 right now, and nice. A little bit of a breeze, and we'll be warming back up before the end of the week. Kind of a tale of two cities sort of weekend for me. There was so much going on in the community, including Evelyn Hood, and 27 years, I believe, of having the Juneteenth celebration in Central Park and in downtown Decatur, an inaugural event at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater. But it really started, Friday night into late night into Saturday with all of this viral stuff, online about Splash Cove and what happened there. The Park District, to their great credit, and leadership from the Park Board, said, we're going to put an immediate halt to this. We're going to shut down operations. We're going to come up with some new rules, and this stuff's not going to be allowed. At the same time, having applauded them for their efforts and doing the right thing, there was just so much ugliness around this beyond a fight. And some of the behavior displayed by adults, I wonder, when we look around and we wonder why kids behave the way they do, look no further than yourself. If you're one of the people participating in this ugly, just racist hatred that's going on online, and when adults act like fools, kids probably will follow suit. Stacy Young joins us, who heads up the efforts of the Park Board as the president. Stacy, it was great seeing you on Saturday night. Let me start with that event, because to me, that's what our community is about. I thought it was just a wonderful night at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater.
Hey, good morning, Brian. Thanks for having me on this morning. And I echo those sentiments. It was absolutely a wonderful event. The Juneteenth celebration, the inaugural event at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater, just all the local talent that was able to come and be on display, all of the poetry and all of the things that recognize and signify what Juneteenth means to people was really, really a beautiful thing to see and to witness. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, the kids were spectacular. The performances were just amazing. All right, so Friday night, walk me through, the weekend for you.
Well, I mean, we were notified. I was notified by park staff of an incident that happened Friday night. We were kind of ending the day. The weather had gotten to be a little more inclement. And we had two groups of young girls, unfortunately, have a brawl there. And that kind of had us to have to step back. And now, that wasn't the only incident. There have been some other incidents this week. We recognize that perhaps kids coming and being dropped off, some of them, were well-behaved. So this isn't all the kids. But we certainly had pockets of kids that were disobedient, didn't want to listen to what the lifeguards were saying, which was certainly dangerous, didn't want to listen to what the leaders at the park were sharing with them. And so because of that, we just said, okay, we've got a lot of capacity here, a lot of people here. We have a lot of movement, a lot of things happening. So perhaps let's look at some guidelines that we can put in place now that we see what's going on, excuse me, and address it early. Now, this is new to us, right? We've not had an aquatic facility of this size that can hold 999 people. So we knew that there would be issues. We knew that there would be some problems. I mean, we recognize that some of those things may happen. But now that we've seen what some of those issues are and where they are transpiring, we feel like we can put some protocols in place that will help to keep everybody safe, because safety is paramount.
All right. And so moving forward, and you talked about those different rules that are now in place, it's going to be impossible to make everyone happy. I mean, it's a public pool. It's not a country club. I know people are suggesting, well, just put, a bigger price tag on entry and all of that. This pool is there to serve the entire community.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's an aquatic family facility. It was designed for individuals and families. And so, no, we do not want to put restraints on who can enter. That's not our desire.
And so moving forward.
Brian, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, moving forward, Brian wants to know what the plan is going on with, some of the regulations, wanting to know what time, closing the park at 6:30, and what that might mean for, adults and families, and is this going to be rock solid? Or are you going to be able to pivot to different things?
So we are going to, we have sent some measures in order, and we want to see how people react to these measures, how if we can get some of the issues resolved with some of the time measures, some of the age requirements. We now are requiring all minors ages 15 and under to be accompanied by an adult 18 years or older in order to be admitted into Splash Cove. We are going to have a photo ID process. We did not have this in the beginning. And so we're asking all visitors age 5 and older to have a photo ID taken. And so they can have that either taken there at the aquatic facility at Splash Cove when they arrive, or if they want to have it taken sooner, they can go over to the Decatur Indoor Sports Center to the front desk there and have a photo taken. And we want to do this for the safety of young kids as well, to make sure that we have a photo ID on file for them should anything happen in that complex to any young kids. And so, there's going to be a registration form that people have to complete, you know, acknowledging that they've seen our code of conduct. And we're not going to allow re-entry. So that has been an issue. People have left the park, you know, kind of congregated, did other things, and then are re-entering the park. So that is another change that we're going to implement.
Are you thinking that, have you learned from not only like other Central Illinois attractions similarly, but across the United States and maybe anywhere else, some of these measures, are you taking inspiration from other venues that have been able to successfully navigate through troubles like this?
Absolutely. Yeah, we have. We've been in touch with some other local aquatic facilities that are in our area. And some that had even given us guidance in the beginning when we were putting the facility together. So we have reached out to those entities and indicated from them that these are measures that they have found to be successful, things that they had needed to do in order to put in place in order to have their operation function more smoothly. So, yes, we are taking that advice from not only just local, central, but yes, we've reached out to Rockford and some of the other communities to see what they're doing to be successful as well, because they've operated a pool for a long time.
You know, and we were all, including you and Brian and myself and just about anybody you can imagine, were so excited about Splash Cove finally getting open. You know, the pandemic setting us back and, you know, construction issues at the very beginning. And here we are, ready and open. Thousands of people coming through. Everything's going very well. People are giving rave reviews. Doesn't this kind of, you know, to get this much spotlight on an incident that is isolated or small incidents compared to the thousands that come without any sort of incident, isn't that a hard thing to kind of deal with?
It is, Nick. But we stepped back because, again, we have to look at safety. There's been a lot of dunking and horse playing and roughhousing. There's been, a lot of not wanting to listen to the lifeguards, not wanting to listen to leaders that are out there. We've got to get it in place where we have more parental eyes on their kids, because we can't have those things because they're unfortunately going to put others in danger that are there. So fighting and horse playing become very dangerous when you're in a water situation. Right? This isn't the park. You know, this isn't the basketball court. These are depths of water. So we cannot have that happening.
No, absolutely not. And you feel like that your staff is capable to keep the center safe and keep it to be that experience that everybody is hoping for?
So, Nick, we have decreased the capacity by 25%. So we'll have around 750 now that can enter the park at any one given time. And so that will help us to have more eyes, especially from a staffing level, on the different bodies of water. Because the different bodies of pool require different amounts of lifeguards. And so we have to have those in place in order for people to be able to even use, the lazy river or the different, bodies of water. So, yeah, it's going to help our staffing levels as well. They're going to be able to have a better view of the people that are in the water.
Okay. Well, Stacy, thank you very much for your time, and thank you for all the efforts that you and the Park District are putting in and trying to keep this new treasure of our town safe and enjoyable for a lot of people. So thank you very much.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.